Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Das Goswami. Evening Massage. Evening massage was not as thorough as his pre-noon one. Just massage his legs, squeeze them up and down from the knee down to the feet, then the feet and toes also. He taught the technique. He said it gave some relief. At these times, he was prone to sweet reflections. Was he sleeping? Sometimes. Or he would speak something. The servant might have to stay up a considerable while. Usually, it was a darkened room. In Australia, at the end of the day, after he and the devotees had marched a great distance in the Rathayatra parade, Prabhupada complimented his servant on his dancing so nicely in the parade. It was also during a night massage that he told another servant the story of how he got a special pair of shoes as a child from England, a gift from his father. Also, he would bring up the philosophy and the inability of mudhas to take it. To us, Prabhupada was a mystical ocean. His utterances were not coming by our dictation, yet we were also as close as possible, right by his side, touching his body, connected by speech, so he was tangibly with us. And yet, he was like a mystical ocean, and his purity created an aloofness for those who are still impure. Didn't even dare to think, what is Prabhupada thinking? In the dark room, during the evening massage, his servant used to want to take rest. Now he may consider what a fool he was. If he had another chance, would he be the same fool? No one likes to be the servant. We want to be the master. But Prabhupada kept us in check. He made us devotees. Thank you. Hare Krishna.